This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 16. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 6. It says there, "But David found strength in the Lord his God." End of quote. George S. Patton, the general who commanded the U.S. Army in World War II, said this, "Success is how high you bounce when you hit the bottom." End of quote. I recently listened to a testimony of a father who buried all of his four children due to a very unusual disease spread on all of them. On top of this, he had to bury his dear wife as well after all his four children were dead. Now he is left alone in his old age. How do you cope with harsh situations like this? I have a family member who got the heartbreaking news from the medical doctor, and it confirmed serious and late-stage cancer on his wife. She lived only a few years after this heartbreaking news. Similarly, I have a dear friend in Christ who lost his wife with the unexpected discovery of an aggressive form of cancer. She was unable to talk for a while, and then she is gone in a very short period of time. Dearly beloved, many tragedies happen every day in this world. How about the condition of people who went through a divorce after many years of living together? How do we face these kinds of situations? When your bottom drops out, what would you do? How do you bounce when you hit bottom? David and fellow warriors returned from the battle. What does that mean? That means they were eager to get some rest because the battle drained the energy out of them. However, when they reached their hometown, they found out that their wives and children were taken away by the Amalekites and their houses were burned down to the ground. Tragedy upon tragedy, war, exhaustion, loss of wives and children, and finally loss of home. Bible says David and his men, when they saw the destructions and realized what happened to them, wept until they could cry no more. David's two wives, Ahinoam from Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal from Carmel, were among those who captured by the enemies. On top of this, at this crucial junction, David's men turned against him, and they were very bitter because they lost their sons and daughters. They planned to stone David. In short, they wanted to kill David. Here comes our daily Bible insight. It says, "But David found strength in the Lord his God." Beloved, like David, we have to find strength in the Lord God. What are you facing today? I'm not minimizing the pain of what you're facing today. I know exactly it is painful. But I want to suggest to you that you should place your focus and attention on the Lord, not on the present painful, dangerous circumstances. There is no other place to find strength in times like this. David asked the counsel of the Lord. You see, there is a time for weeping, and then comes the time for seeking God's counsel and do some action. David went after the Amalekites, although he was worn out and exhausted. He placed his eyes on God and received a vision from God. You have to find strength in the Lord when your bottom drops off. You need to seek God's counsel and take action, trusting on His word and His promises. Bible says God supplies strength when we do not have. The Lord gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. You know, you will again soar on wings like eagles. You will still run and not grow weary. You will walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:20-31. Beloved, God granted divine perspective and strength to David in his distressing condition. God did this to Joseph, Moses, Samson, Job, Daniel, and many other believers. He will do it for you, instead of entertaining your perspective of the situation. Focus on God's perspective. It will produce all the difference in your difficulties. You know, nothing happens without His knowledge and approval. God is in control, and He is able to help you. You know, when we think about it, there is none bounced back so high as Jesus Christ did. They thought the cross and Joseph's tomb finished and destroyed Jesus forever. However, on the third day, He bounced back to life by God's mighty strength, by which Jesus was raised from the dead and seated at God's right hand with all authority and power. Beloved, Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 to 23, "It is the same great power that is available to you as a child of God." Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you with my distressing problems and issues. Lord, you know my heart. I pray for your help. I find strength in you, Lord. Like David did, I seek you. I seek your counsel, and I find strength in you. Help me in my weak stage. Direct my steps and guide me, and glorify your name in and through me. I know Jesus Christ died for all of my sins on that cross. I invite him as my Savior and Lord. Please come and save me today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.